The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
John Lott is an economist, a political commentator, a gun rights advocate. We've had John on the show a number of times in the past to talk about our gun rights, and that's certainly a great topic that we need to revisit with him at some point. Today, though, we're going to talk about an article, a column that he wrote for the Daily Signal concerning mail-in voting and an audit that was done in Montana on the November election returns. I'm welcoming to our text line and our talk line and our guest line. We're just happy to have Dr. John Lott. How are you, sir?
Doing okay. The piece was written for Real Clear Politics. Many other places republished it, but
yeah, the Daily Signal. Yeah, the Daily Signal republished it. Yeah, thank you for correcting that. Well, there's been a lot of discussion about what actually happened November the 3rd. Many states changed the way they allow people to vote, when they allow people to vote. A lot of, record number of mail-in ballots, early voting. Talk with us for a minute about your article, and this particularly was about Montana, Missoula specifically, I think. Talk with us about the results of this audit.
Yeah. Also, I have to say, you shouldn't read from Wikipedia at the beginning there. Wikipedia has a lot of errors in the discussion that they have on me. But in any case, look, we had, obviously there are questions about the election that occurred in November. There's only been two real audits of envelopes in addition to the one that happened in Missoula. The one in Maricopa County, Arizona, they looked at 100 of the envelopes out of 1.6 million mail-in votes that were put in. In Cobb County in Georgia, they looked at 10% of the envelopes. In Missoula County, they actually looked at all the envelopes that were there. And the reason why that's important is that they were able to find things that you couldn't have found by looking at either 100 envelopes or looking at just 10%. The main thing that they found was that there were 6% more votes than there were mail-in envelopes. And the problem is that all the vote in Missoula was mail-in. The governor had signed an executive order last year that let counties determine whether or not they would have all mail-in elections or not. Missoula is one of those counties that opted to do that. Missoula is the second largest county in the state, and it's heavily Democratic. And what happened was they had gone through, counted all of them, found that there were 6.3% more votes and envelopes, which is impossible. I mean, without the envelope, you can't check the date. You can't check the signature that's there. There were other problems that had occurred. There were envelopes that didn't have dates on them. There were envelopes where the signatures hadn't been checked. And when you add those up, you're talking about over 7% of the votes there. In addition to that, there were other cases where it seemed to the auditors that there were a significant number of duplicate signatures. One nursing home appeared to have 28 ballots that all had the same signature on the envelope. There was another auditor who claimed to find dozens of envelopes that appeared to have the same signature. The problem was with the COVID restrictions that they had, the different auditors were at different tables. They weren't allowed to go and share the ballots that they, or the envelopes that they had looked at. And And so it's quite possible that, you know, one auditor could get five signatures that look the same, and another auditor could get, you know, one or two that look the same as those, but there was no way that they'd be able to match those up. They weren't even allowed to take pictures to share among the different auditors that were there. And there were other problems, even though...
So let's pause right there, John. So why would they not allow pitchers to be able to, well, to take a closer look at this?
Well, they claimed that there were privacy issues, but the problem is there's things that they could have done. They could have limited the pictures to only be used during the audit that was there. Could have required that they be removed afterwards. And it's not really clear that there's a real privacy issue. People's cards and everything where they register to vote are public records. So, but in any case, you know, even if one could make an argument, there were safeguards that they could have done that would have allowed the different auditors there to go and be alerted that signatures were being found or that appeared to look the same. And also, they could have let the election board keep the photographs, but have to maintain them so that if a court battle occurred later on, they could be checked by experts who could evaluate whether the signatures look the same or not.
Sure. On our guest line this morning, John Lott with the Nonprofit Crime Prevention Research Center. And typically, John, you and I are talking about guns and our Second Amendment rights, and we do need to have that conversation. A lot going on there as well, but today we're talking about your article on the irregularities in Montana. So when you read these things, and when I read your article, John, the first thing that came to mind is, you know, these are things that have to be fixed so they're not allowed to happen again. And, of course, the state of Georgia, just below me here in South Carolina, that's what they tried to do last week when they passed their election reform. And, of course, they're under fire now because they simply are trying to correct things that went wrong.
Right. Well, I mean, even the Washington Post, which is not exactly a conservative outlet, claimed that gave Biden four Pinocchios for his claims about the voting fixes that they have in Georgia there. You know, they've actually expanded early voting. They've made it easier for people to do it in the bill, whereas Biden was saying that they were trying to prevent people from being able to go and vote. You know, giving them access to early voting.
Right.
And, you know, it's the real problems when you see whether signatures were checked or not. You know, look, if you look around the world, the vast majority of countries ban absentee ballots, let alone the type of mail-in voting that we observed this last year. You look at Europe, 74% of European countries completely ban absentee ballots for people living in their country. Yeah. Another 6% restricted to only people who are in the military or in hospitals, and you have to have third-party verification. You know, you just can't go and say, well, I'm going to be in the hospital that day. You have to have the hospital verify it. Another 14% allow absentee ballots, but require that you have to have a government-issued photo ID.
Well, I get back to the point that one of the most important things we do as citizens, John, is vote. And if you can't take the time to show up in person and cast your ballot, then I guess you probably don't need to be voting. Always good to talk with you, John. We'll catch up again soon, and thank you for what you guys do.